listening devices and tune in to the delightful sounds of the From the Couch podcast. I am your host, Peter Rogers, on a couch of champion with just Will Gibbons.
Just me. The other champion is currently preparing for his med school.
Currently trying to champion on some med school.
So he'll be on a different couch being interviewed tomorrow. And so just us tonight.
Just us. Just the two of us. And we figured since John is far more of the three of us, the mellower, goes with the flow, easygoing kind of guy, we figure since it's just the two of us, we'd spit some super hot fire and do some hot takes Thursday. Even though you'll probably be listening to this on a Friday, we recorded it on Thursday, so hot takes Thursday still stands. Suck it. But before we get into that, before we give you guys, you our listeners, the hottest of the hottest of takes, let us quickly take a peek at the draft. I had some great name for this when I was riding the subway home today.
What draft? Wait, sorry.
Just something better than nutting on the Nets.
Yeah, maybe a little more creative.
I had something really good for it. It was like clever and witty, and it worked, and it was just all around perfect. And of course, I forgot it because I didn't write it down. Noob move.
We'll think of something.
We'll think of something. Anywho's, it's the time of the podcast where we look around the NBA and we see how all of the Celtics draft picks are doing. Sadly, they're not doing so hot. I hate to break it to you guys. The Brooklyn Nets, who we own their number one pick, are no longer the worst team in basketball.
Does that belong to the Sixers?
It belongs to the Sixers. And the Pelicans are even worse than the Nets.
I know.
This is just, it's starting to get sad. I remember what it was called. Because let's be honest, okay? We're not hiding. There's no bones about it. The reason we want the number one pick is because we want to see Ben Simmons in green.
Sinking for Simmons. Was that what you thought of too?
Well, no, that's not. I thought it was just like the Ben Simmons watch. Like, you know, like Brett Favre watch, where they like tuned into Brett Favre in his house all the time.
That works too.
So this is the sinking for tuning in to the Ben Simmons watch.
I like it.
Perfect. Anywho's. Sadly, the Ben Simmons watch is not super good right now, as it looks like right now Philadelphia would have the best chance of landing him, as Boston sits at number 3 overall with Brooklyn Nets first-round pick, as they are 2-10 right now. Kind of depressing.
Do not forget, though, that the team with the best record rarely gets the first.
This is true. It's 25% chance. It's normally the Cleveland Cavaliers that get the number 1 pick.
Yeah, unless you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, you're probably not going to get it.
Yep. No, this is true. Also, the Minnesota Timberwolves are kind of slipping a little bit, and we don't have their first-round pick anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's top 14 protected?
I think it's top 12, yeah, top 12, top 14, and right now they're 7th, so we get that. I think it breaks down into 2 second-rounders or something like that.
Okay.
The NBA is f***ing insane when it comes to picks and trades. But we do still have the – so then we have our pick, which would be at 17 right now with a 6-5 record. And we still have Dallas's because theirs is just top 7 protected. So they're 8-4, so we get their pick. Ideally
– Right, so we would if it finished right –
Finished right now, we'd have the third pick.
First-round picks?
We'd have 3 first-round picks if it finished right now.
But no, excluding our own, right?
No, that's including our own.
Mavericks is right.
Yeah. Ideally, what we want in a perfect world, what we want is we want Brooklyn number 1, we want Mavericks number 8, and we want Minnesota number 14. That way we get 3 lottery picks and then us, because we'll be in the playoffs, so we won't be in the lottery.
We'll be like 18.
We'll be like 30, you know.
Probably 30, yeah.
Let's be honest. We're starting off the hot takes early.
Anyway.
But anywho, so that's your sinking for the watching of Ben Simmons' watch.
rolls off the tongue.
It's just, it's perfect. There's no better name for this. But you know what there is no better name for, actually, and that is Hot Take Thursday. God, I nailed that transition. It's no wonder I'm the host. Hot Take Thursday. So we just wanted to spit some super hot fire on this podcast, so we created Hot Takes Thursday. I feel like it could be a thing. I know there's Throwback Thursday, but like Hot Takes Thursday, that actually rolls off the tongue.
It does. Something that also rolls off the tongue, I sent you guys a text. I was trolling Alanis Morissette's Instagram, and I was going to do Trolling Thursday, but Trolling Tuesday sounds good.
Trolling Tuesday does come off the tongue.
Alliterations of days of the week. And,
yeah. Trolling Tuesday.
If you're friends with me on Snapchat, I just posted it. I'm eagerly awaiting her response to my troll.
Bart Hubbuch would be the champion of Trolling Tuesday.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Sorry, I'm putting away a tie. Yes, let's do this.
What is your attire at work these days?
I wear the classy button down and tie. Casual though, with jeans and you know, loafers.
Yeah, it's a good, like,
I like to think of myself as Andy Samberg in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, and you could steal a cop, like a Brooklyn cop's badge.
Yeah, I think I could just do that. I think that's pretty easy to come by. I think it's pretty easy to steal a badge from a cop.
That might be the most Pete Rogers show on TV right now.
It's a great show.
What I think is the most Will Gibbons show is Last Man on Earth.
Oh, classic. I complete. Maybe we should dedicate an episode to picking our shows.
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah,
our spirit show, yeah, our totally. Spirit TV show. But we'll save that for the from the TV couch podcast.
Do you want to go first? Do you want to go first?
Sure. I can give you a hot take.
Okay. Let's hear that sizzle.
Hot take number one. Hashtag hot take. Enough of this LeBron James guy.
Enough with him.
I'm sick of hearing about LeBron James.
What about him?
Steph Curry, from this point onwards, will only be building his reputation and his
identity.
His, like, not a profile, but his repertoire?
Reputation?
Yeah, his portfolio.
Okay.
Sure, settled. Building his portfolio for the greatest player of all time.
Oh, my God.
In 10 years, LeBron will just be wasteland. He'll be in old ads, and they'll be like, remember that LeBron James guy? He's trying to make a comeback through the Allstate ads. Yeah, he would be.
This is a hot.
Oh, my takes get even hotter than this.
Am I supposed to like?
No, you're just supposed to nod your head and say, "Great hot take, Peter." Time for me.
Okay, so I don't talk about this. I think my head would explode if I started to counter that. We'll just move on to the next.
Oh yeah, the hot takes are purely just you just spit it. You're just saying you say something ridiculous, and you want to see. We want to see how the world will react. I'm already... And let me... Wait. I forgot to preface all of this. Because I was going to say, I'm all ready for all of our followers to blow up at us as that these are ridiculous things. We understand these are ridiculous things. That's the whole point of Hot Takes. The point of Hot Take Thursday is that you make ridiculous, outlandish statements that if they turn out to be true, you look like a f***ing genius. That's the point of Hot Take Thursday. So with that, Steph Curry... is only building his brand, his portfolio, his repertoire, his name. He's solidifying himself in the argument with Michael Jordan for the greatest of all time. No longer will you be hearing Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. It'll be Steph Curry versus MJ. Gibbons.
God, I'm having a hard time not saying anything, but I think it's one of those things, it's just like a car accident that... just need to keep driving away from.
Your head is literally going to explode by the end of this episode.
Okay, you
that's
know, what,
that's my hot take. My real hot take.
I love Steph more than anybody, but what was I going to say? Okay, so Kevin McHale got fired from the Houston Rockets yesterday morning.
Yes, I believe so.
Tuesday night, yeah. My hot take is that. So Danny Ainge was like, I got room for you here in Boston. And my hot take is that the Celtics would be better off with McHale being the GM of another team so he could trade that team's best player to the Celtics instead of McHale working for the Celtics. Like, hint, McHale, go to Sacramento and help that shit trade Boogie to the Celtics.
That's not even – I mean, that's – That's like a smart hot take. It's like a warm take.
It's like a lukewarm.
But like a very reasonable lukewarm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like you're a little bit chilly because it was raining outside, and so you come inside and you want a warm cup of hot cocoa, but you don't want it like super hot because it's not freezing out. You just like want something to just kind of warm you. It perfectly warms you. That's what your take is.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been 8.5 years since the Garnett McHale Ainge heist. I think we're due for another one, and I think it's good to keep several members of the 1986 Boston Celtics in charge of basketball teams so they can help each other out when they need it, like now.
I agree.
Yeah, not a take, it's just an observation. Your turn.
What if I conglomerate and what if I glom onto yours?
Do it.
And I take your, you know, warm hot cocoa, and I put it in the microwave, and I f***ing zap it with the atomic power of atoms, and it comes so hot, it's lava. And I say,
let's hear it.
The Boston Celtics. Oh my God. Kevin McHale goes, like you said, goes to Sacramento.
Okay.
The Boston Celtics trade Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, Jared Solinger.
I don't like this.
And the Brooklyn, maybe not Brooklyn pick. Maybe the, you know, one or two first rounders.
Okay.
They get back DeMarcus Cousins, and they bring home Mr. Triple Double, Rajon Rondo, back to the Garden.
So what am I supposed to? Was that a take? Should they do that? No, I think that's. That might be a bad trade for the Celtics.
Just think of all the stories, though. Rajon Rondo goes out, destroys the Mavericks, and then he secretly is colluding with Boogie's like, Boogie, man, we play really well together, but you know where we play even better in? Boston. Let's go to Boston. And Rondo's going to come back, and it's going to be this whole welcome home party, and then Brad Stevens is going to get fired, and Paul Pierce is going to be the head coach, and Kevin Garnett's going to be the defensive coordinator. I don't even know anymore. This is what Hot Take Thursdays does to me.
So my second hot take, anyway, is...
For the record, that was not any of my organized hot takes. That was just me spewing utter garbage out of my mouth. So please, please don't think that I thought of that prior to this podcast. That was by no way of me early planning. But Gibbons, give me your second hot take.
Yeah.
My hot take got a little too hot.
Inspired by a lot of Bill Simmons' podcasts recently, I watched his nephew, ultimate prize of the Brooklyn Nets pick, Ben Simmons. I watched highlights of both of his games, and I have to make an opinion. I know Simmons said he's the best lottery pick, most sure thing freshman since Durant, and like, man, oh man, this guy, like, I think he's the biggest lock as a top pick in 10 years.
So you think he's a better lock than Wiggins? Than Wiggins was?
Bigger lock than Wiggins, yes. This guy's like, I think he's the best teammate and making guys around him better on his own team, and like passing guy who's like a scorer, big guy at heart. of anyone we've seen in like 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Which just means, dude, if the Celtics somehow, through the grace of the basketball gods, land him, holy crap.
I would rather have him than in the current roster than trading Boogie and Smart and a few other guys.
Then you mean than getting Boogie?
I'd rather have him than Boogie, I think. And keeping, like, Smart, like, Bradley and Smart look so good.
Right, I understand, now. And I understand this notion that you never know what you're going to get, and, you know, that Simmons could turn out, I mean, you never know, he could be an Odin, you never know, and Boogie has established himself as a very good basketball player, one of the better centers in the league, and you'd be getting a sure thing and trading for him, but I kind of have to agree with you. I just think, just watching this early games for him, and one of the things I read too, which for me made a really big impact in my reading, forget who it was, but someone was just comparing Simmons' first game to Wiggins' first game, and he was just saying when Wiggins' first season, where he was touted as the number one draft pick, and everyone had all this hoopla about him, this first game he was non-existent. Like, you just forgot he was there. He didn't really do anything. He kind of just was on the periphery. Simmons, on his first game, was everything and showed everything.
He has his hand. I mean, granted, like, LSU is not a good team, but he wants to. I think that's really cool. Doesn't go to a Duke or a Kentucky or. Mm-hmm. And he wants to be the guy, but that guy is making everyone so much better. And he is such a good passing, silky, smooth, tall, like, point guard, you know? He's like 6'11", but he plays like a point guard.
He's like a really good Kelly Olynyk. He has those, he's like big.
Exactly. Perfect. Totally.
That's who he is. And I would love to have that.
Oh, I was being sarcastic, but
I think that's true, though. I mean, that's one of the things that Kelly's so highly touted for, is his ability to handle the ball despite being 7 feet. I'm not saying Kelly's ever or will ever be Ben Simmons. I'm just saying that ability to be 6'10", 6'11", and be more or less a point guard, can handle the ball like a point guard,
This hot take is catching on fire. What's your next one? Get the fire extinguished. Your turn.
Okay. My hot take is about a man who we all love on the Boston Celtics.
Can I guess this man?
I think you will assume that it's Mr. Mickey, but it's not.
Give me one hit. I'll get him.
He, besides the Mavericks game, the last two games, shut down two of the top five offensive players in the league right now.
David Bradley.
Marcus Smart, please.
Marcus Smart, oh yeah.
So, Marcus Smart gave the league a tasting of his defensive abilities. Now, my reasonable take is that next year he'll win Defensive Player of the Year. My hot take, is he wins it this year.
Wow.
Marcus Smart just goes on a tear and just starts shutting down all of the best offensive players in the NBA and single-handedly runs the Celtics defense. And when voting comes up for Defensive Player of the Year, you can't say no to Marcus Smart. And he wins Defensive Player of the Year in his second season as a point guard. That's my hot take. My real take is that I think he wins Defensive Player of the Year next year.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Awards are so weird.
Awards are, like, super fickle, and you never really know how they go and whatnot. But just that performance to me, him against Harden and him against Westbrook, was phenomenal.
Him against Westbrook especially. I don't know what is up with Harden. I think he's out of shape. I think that team is just combusting. But
it's the curse of Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian doesn't help. But I do think, like, he is shutting down, and he takes pride in shutting down the other team's best perimeter player. And I do. The Celtics are fine. Like, I think the scoring is finally catching on, that he realizes he doesn't, you know, if he gets 12 points and plays great defense, he's done his job.
Yeah, that's all he needs. Go ahead.
I think regardless of accolades, I think Marcus Smart is a bigger, more naturally, more of a natural scoring Tony Allen.
I like that.
So it's like uncanny. He's big. He's physical. He's fast. He's he just like grabs on the best guy, shuts him down, but he hits open shots, unlike Tony Allen.
Yeah. That's the big setback, Tony Allen, is he doesn't give you any offense. He's a liability. Whereas Marcus Smart has shown the ability to, especially three-pointers, to kind of hit them when he, you know, if he gets a few going, he's pretty good from downtown.
Yeah, so that's, I think, like, this team has a, it's just funny seeing this hodgepodge of, like, you know, we've got a little, like, peak Memphis Grizzlies in us. We've got a little,
there's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
Watch some Simmons. I don't watch college basketball
unless it's March Madness.
Since March Madness, I haven't watched.
Yeah.
Is it my last?
Your last hot take, because my super hot take is going to literally blow your mind.
All right, my last one. So I took the phrase hot take very literally here.
I like it.
I was sitting down. You've been in our kitchen, right?
I have, of course, many times.
Many times. And I was sitting next to the refrigerator, and the refrigerator door was open. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting down, my legs are up, long day at work, and I was like, I'm not going to get up and take 4 steps and reach in the refrigerator. Instead, and my feet were already up on the table, and I reached my long right arm over the refrigerator door to get the sriracha. So it was literally a hot take out of the refrigerator. I got the sriracha. Didn't move my butt. And it all ended well. I put sriracha on my pizza.
Gibbons, that deserves a standing ovation.
Thank you. That happened half an hour ago.
Good. That. I am in utter shock right now at how hot that take literally was.
Literally?
Literally?
Literally. Literally, 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 literally.
That was the
Sam Perkins
hottest take. Literally.
This burger is literally has no beef in it. It's literally.
Anyways, are you ready? So I will say I have tempered my hot take a little bit to keep your mind still intact, so that
it's gonna be something like, oh, Russell Westbrook.
No, it's not Russell Westbrook related. I made sure I didn't want to put you in that awkward position where you had to hide your love for him. Okay. No, my hot take is not this year, obviously, and not next year. But in 2018, the 2017-18 season, right? Am I right here? Yes.
Sure, 2 years, yeah.
2017-18 season. In the Western Conference Finals.
I know, can I guess?
You will see the Warriors.
And the Timberwolves.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That did not blow my mind.
Well, I was originally going to say next year, but I think next year is not enough time, because I think Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns need another year together. So I think next year they'll get like, you know, that maybe one more few core young guys, and they'll really mesh. And then in 17, 18, they'll get that like one savvy veteran that they need to put them over the hump for the playoff run.
And don't forget, like, that means they take down a Clippers or a Spurs or a the West is, as we know, it's no joke.
That being said, the West is kind of shitty so far this season.
It kind of is. I mean, the Blazers are hanging around.
The Rockets are garbage, we all know.
Yeah.
My other point is that I think the West is going to get a little bit easier because
it was historically
KD's moving east.
I don't think they could keep that up from last year.
No, that was insane.
That was like as good as it's ever been.
Yeah, I concur. But anyways, those were the hottest takes we could provide you on this Thursday, though you'll be listening to it on Friday, but screw you. So hashtag Hot Take Thursday is a thing, and we created it. You're welcome, America.
Yeah, thank us later.
Thank us later after you've listened to these hot takes and you're like, well, actually, none of these are really that hot, except for the fact that Steph Curry's the greatest basketball player ever, so admire what he's doing in front of you.
I was like 90% sure just then you said Steph Curry, and I was like, what? That would have been a hot take.
That is a volcano of a take. Seth Curry will go on to be better than his brother ever was.
All right, folks.
You got some room for some kudos and pudos?
Okay, I always do. Come on, start us off.
Sure. I just have it very brief, very quick. Quick little pudos. Pudos, and I know this was a while ago, but we haven't recorded the podcast since it happened, so I couldn't make fun of it on the podcast until now. But as I'm sure all of you know by now, the NFL and Nike are doing this new color rush shit for Thursday night football games. And it's been hilarious as of now. First of all, Christmas came early last week with the Bills and Jets being in solid red and green, respectively. And of course, anyone who's red, green, colorblind couldn't see who was playing the game. So that led to a lot of issues. This week, the Jaguars look like Oscar statues because they're all gold. And next week in the color rush, they gave us hints of what those jerseys might look like. The Panthers are all baby blue, which actually would probably be pretty cool. And the Cowboys are all white, which is quite literally the absence of color. So that doesn't make a lot of sense in my book. But anyways, kudos to you, NFL and Nike, for just making shitty jerseys for the sake of making shitty jerseys, especially when a good population of the America can't even see what team is playing. So, kudos to you.
Preach. I want to give kudos to the Chicago Cubs for getting their well-deserved accolades. Manager of the Year, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. Chris Bryant must have been like second or third in the MVP voting, I didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's always good when the Cardinals and Dodgers don't win awards. I'm a fan.
And on that baseball note, we should also take some time to talk about the news that came out that this will be Ortiz's last season.
Yeah, tough. I don't know really what to say other than
that. I mean, I don't think there is anything to say. I think we'll have, I mean, this will be a long, ongoing talk. And I'm sure once the baseball season ends, we'll dedicate a full podcast to Ortiz's Hall of Fame legitimacy. Obviously, we all think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But
maybe favorite Poppy moments.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a lot. But, and who knows? We might want to incorporate some from this upcoming year. But it is, like, props to that man. And just wanted to make sure we noted that on the podcast.
It'll be a tearful goodbye, that's for sure.
Also, it started getting me thinking about the mortality of other famous Boston athletes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do when Brady retires.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there.
That's going to be a very difficult day. On that note, make sure to follow us on Twitter. at FTC Podcast, as we occasionally do tweet out, and you should occasionally interact with us so that we can occasionally mention you on the podcast, and then you can be famous, because we have such a large fan base that just the mere mention of your Twitter handle will get you at least one fan. We promise.
I say four?
Wow, four. All right. If you don't get four fans upon liking us and us mentioning you on the podcast, then it's Gibbons' fault.
You can take my sriracha. That would be another hot take.
Another hot take. Beautiful. Gibbons, if anyone wins the award for most hottest of takes today on Hot Take Thursday, it goes to you, Will Gibbons. Well done. You deserve it.
Thanks.
On iTunes, make sure to subscribe and rate us. Give us 5 stars if you thought our takes were so hot you couldn't touch them. 3 stars if they were Gibbons's, comfortable, lukewarm hot chocolate that you wanted, but, wasn't super hot. Or 1 if they were ice cubes that John currently is sitting on. And he's not here to defend that fact. So, yes, John has been sitting on ice cubes this entire time.
And he's not even going to listen, so you won't even get there.
He'll never even know. As always, I'm your host, Peter Rogers, on account of just one champion today with Mr. Will Gibbons. And until next week, stay comfy and don't leave the couch.